The Be'alocha continues. Shnayim sheyesh lehem yortzeit. Two people have yortzeit on the same day. Ve'echad v'yitzel ha'ashkem v'derech l'moch. And one of them plans on going the next morning early on the road. Va'amalo, so he says to the other yortzeit, Tein li ata kadosh al arvus. Let me do the kadosh tonight from Arv. V'tolat l'moch, and you'll get it tomorrow. Va'sheni omer, the second one says, Lo, I don't agree with that. Ki el napel girl. I want Marv, just like you want Marv. Let's do a girl. And the other one says, tomorrow you'll get it. Let me have tonight, I'm leaving town tomorrow. So let me have tonight and you'll have tomorrow. And the second one says, no, I want to do a girl for tonight. Hadin emasheni. The halacha is, the second one is correct. The yochel loimer, he can say, ani roitzel hahaktam asim mitzvah. I want to do the mitzvah right away. I don't want to wait till tomorrow to do the mitzvah. I want the mitzvah tonight. Just like you want the mitzvah tonight. You're going to wait tomorrow? That has nothing to do with me. And therefore, they make the girl for the marvari. Emyesh kama yardsite v'yitilu girl. Let's say there's many people at the yardsite, and they make a girl, make a lottery. V'yad shnayim oisios shavim gedol v'minyan. So, how do they do this lottery? Evidently, the lottery was numbers on pieces of paper 1 through 9, and whoever gets the bigger number wins, and he goes first. And the number of, if there's many yardsites, you go by the numbers they picked. But it came out that two people had an 8. That was the highest number that came out. They both got the highest number. Two people got the highest number. Hagorel batel lagamri. The whole girl is out the window. Ve'atilu girl mechadosh kol hayard site. And there's a new girl with all the yard sites. Not just, well, we two won, which one gets it, might go between those two. No. The whole girl is out the window, and they have to do it again for this 5 yard sites. All 5 get another chance. On, however, let's say someone got the high number by himself, and he wins the girl. But then 2 have the same next number. So one person gets an 8, and 2 people have 6. As I harish zocha, the one who got the 8 wins. He gets the first tefillah. But then everyone else does a whole new girl again. Even those who had less than the number of these two. For those Zachara Karish, the only one who gets actually something out of that girl was the one who had the highest number. If someone has Yardsite and he can't say Kaddish, he was traveling. Or maybe it didn't work out in the girl. We'll give him the Kaddish of the Marv after the Yardsite. In this house, sometimes people forget a Yardsite. So right away, the next Mariv, he'll get that Kaddish for the Yardsite. Misha Shachach Yom Mises of Imo. A person forgets what day he has Yardsite. He doesn't remember what day his father died, what day his mother died. Yivchalo Yom Echad B'Shana Shom HaKash. He should pick a day. Pick a day that he's going to say Kaddish. U'bavad Shle Yatsik Zuchus Achem B'Kaddish, as long as he doesn't take anyone else's merit on the day that they know for sure. And this happened after World War II. People didn't know when their relatives died. And they had to pick a day. Many of them picked Tanesim, Asar B'Tavis. It's a Tainus anyway. They picked a Tainus, and that's going to be the day they observe the Yardsite for the relatives. V'u'adin, in Safik Lo Ames Avimo, there's a similar halacha. If someone just doesn't know, he doesn't know if the parent died, and communication was very poor, Yachalom Kaddish B'Safik, he could say Kaddish on the doubt that maybe they're dead, Imeinu Goyz L'Achim, as long as it doesn't take away from anyone else. Now there's another side. That if he's in doubt, if his father passed away, and his father is married, then the Sefer Elef HaMogen says you can't say Kaddish. Because you start saying Kaddish, people say, oh, she can remarry now. Must be he's dead. And we don't want that situation. So the only time we allow him to say Kaddish misafik, that maybe they passed away, is if there's no opportunity of an Eishes Ish getting married. Continues. Mishum mispal beis haknesa beis hamedesh tamid. Someone who always davens in shul or beis hamedesh. If he wants to say kaddish in a different shul, the avelim of the other shul can push him off. Even during shiva, even though a guest during shiva overrides the others, the garame orech, he's less than a guest, he's worse than a guest. A guest has no other place to daven. What's he supposed to do? He's from out of town. This fellow has a place to daven. Go to your regular shul. Don't come here. We have our own avelim. Don't come push off our chiyuvim. And the din is, they push him off, even if he's drunk shiva. Certainly, shloshim, don't come here, go somewhere else. You have a regular shul, that's where you daven, go to your shul. Let's say you have in shul brothers, and they're both saying kaddish for a father, for a mother. Then you have another avel, who's the only one saying kaddish for his parent. They all can make a girl together, the three of them, to determine who davens. We don't say, well, the two brothers are saying kaddish for the same person, they count as one. We don't say that. All of them have an obligation to say kaddish as kibbut aveim. So each brother has his own mitzvah. So you don't consider them as one person, and the girl is a three-way girl, not a two-way girl. The Magen Avraham quotes the truth from the Ramah. The main lo ben, if a person dies and doesn't have a son, roi litein leben beno kaddish, would give a grandson to say kaddish. But it's not equal to other avelim. He gets a third. So the other avelim get two and he gets one. But holchem is an achra, a minig, and it basically goes by the minig of the place. Ha'avil mispalafnei ha'amid, the avil gets the dam for the amid. Afilu b'yamim she'ein oimim behem tachan, even on days that we do not say tachan. Al b'yamim she'ein oimim behem lamed tseach v'keler chapayim. But on days that we don't see them in Tzeach and Kelech HaPayim, because the two depend on each other, Ein ha'ovil espalaf ne'ovil, then we do not let the ovil down for the amid. Umiyah, however, be'er yom kippur, man erev yom kippur, nohagin sha'ovil espalaf ne'ovil, we do let the ovil down for the amid. Chasib ha'mogen avram, mutu livnoi she'yisker echad lomer kadish b'mekomo, yishom echad b'china. The Mogen Avram writes, there's an inyan for a child to hire someone to say kaddish in his place rather than to say it for free. The ayin b'tshuvas cham sofer, the ein lahasachir zichiyah b'makom aveilim. Cham sofer writes that the hired person to say kaddish does not get to push off other aveilim. So there's an inyan, if a person cannot say kaddish, to not ask someone to do me a favor and say kaddish for me, I'm going to be away, but to actually pay someone. There's a maila of spending money that someone should say the kaddish. Now let's explain a little bit the halachas of Toshav, the regular resident, and the guest. If both of them are shloshim, or yubes chodesh, or yartzeit. The regular has the right to push aside the guest entirely. The regular mispalel gets the amid, and he says the kaddish. But the recitation of Kaddish and a Baruch at the end of davening, that they're equal with, and they would do a girl. But one time, the first time, we'll give the guest the right to daven and say Kaddish when there's a Toshav, if they're both Yibes Chodesh, and that's it for a month. For every 30 days, we give a guest one time. One time he gets the yomud, one time he's the kash. After that, it's all the regulars. Yardside toishav uben shloshim areach, a yardside who's a regular resident and the guest is in shloshim, hareach yom akash lishi. The guest gets the third kaddish. Vatoishav yom akash rishim v'sheni, the toishav, the regular resident, gets the first two. Yardzeit oreach ben shloishim toshav. If it's reversed, the guest has the yardzeit and the regular resident gets shloishim. O ben yud beis chodesh toshav, or a yud beis chodesh who's a regular. Yesh liyardzeit oreach v'akadosh echad and kadosh rishon. Then the yardzeit, the guest yardzeit gets one kadosh, he gets the first kadosh. Ben shloishim oreach ben yud beis chodesh toshav. If the guest is in shloshim and the regular resident is in the 12 months, shneim shavim, they're equal. Vayachleku b'kol ha'tfilo b'kadesh, they'll split the kaddishes. Im yesh ben shloshim toshav, v'yorzei toshav, v'yorzei d'reach. What if you have three people, three chiyuvim? One's a resident shloshim, one's a resident yorzei, and one is a guest yorzei. Yesh l'yorzei d'reach gamkin kaddish echad, we'll give the yorzei who's a guest one kaddish. V'niyochel ha'yorzei toshav lomel yorzei d'reach. We don't say that the local resident yorzei says to the guest yorzei, Ani kodim negdecha, I take it. Shayom aloha yardsite. Oh yeah, because the guest yardsite can say, I'm not taking from you anything. And the shoshim, I'm taking from the shloshim. So they end up with dividing it three ways, and they each get one. The yomah ha-yardsite toshiv kadosh rishon, the yardsite resident gets the first kadosh. Yardsite ariyah kadosh sheni, the guest yardsite the second. Va-ben shloshim kadosh lishi, the ben shloshim gets the third. But now let's explain. My yikro ariyah v'toshiv, who is a guest and who is a resident? Im oso shemeis yeshlo bonum bi'irah cheres u'bor l'sham. Let's say the nifter has children in another town, and they came to the parents' town for the levaya. Einam nikram toshavim b'shvil avihem shadara b'fo v'gam nikmasham. The children are not considered toshav, even though the parent lived there and was buried there. That doesn't extend to the children. Rak osam hadaram tocha kehila. The toshav are those who live in the community. The called dori hakehila nikram toshav. Everyone in the kehila is called a toshav. Hein osam shenos ten mas. These are the ones who pay the community taxes. Oh, misharsei kehila, or they're hired by the kehila, so they are recipient of the kehila's taxes. They pay them, they get paid from the kehila. V'afilu aniyei ha'ir, sheyesh lahem diras keva, or the poor people who live in town, they live there regular, but they can't afford the taxes. Kulam chashvin ketosham, those are all considered toshav. Im adam kaveh diras atoch ha'kehila, if someone establishes his home in the community, as soon as he's obligated to join with the burden of those who live there, meaning as soon as he starts paying the membership fees or the communal taxes, choshev toshev, that makes him a resident. If a local resident hires a teacher for his children, or there are boys who learn the local yeshiva, oh, shamish hamuskul isman, or you have a hired shamish, a custodian who's hired for a period of time, fuponu, and he's single. She'en lo yishabon, it's not like he has children, doesn't have a wife. Azgamu nikra toshav, these are all considered toshav. Avalim yesh lo yishabon bakom acher, but if he's married and has children elsewhere, az dina kerech, then he's a guest. Now, I suspect this goes on all three. This is not just the shamish. He's saying the malamid and the shamish and even the bachram. If they're single, if the malamid is single, the bachram are single, the shamish is single, so they're here. Right now they're here. That's their, this is their place. But if they're married and they're away from their families, they're not a toshav. Then they're certainly guests. And it could be an extended period of time. They could be there for a month or more, but they're still considered guests. The im bal habayis megadol beveis yosom. If a homeowner of the community is raising an orphan in his home, afilu b'sachar, maybe he may be getting paid for this. Foster parents are getting paid for this. The ein lo av ve'ein makom acher. This yosom, the orphan, has no children. No, sorry. The yosom has no parents in a different place. As nikra toshav, then the yosom is also considered a toshav. Al miyesh lo av ve'ein makom acher. But let's say there's a parent. There's a parent elsewhere. This happened quite a bit in Europe. A man, nebuch lo alein, loses his wife. He has a bunch of kids. So he can't take care of himself. He finds another wife. She says, I'll marry you. I'm not taking care of your kids. And they have to farm out the kids. The kids have to go. They have to find places for the kids. So they send the kid off to someone's house. And they give him money to raise his kid. So the kid's a yosom, but he has a parent. And this could have been either way. Either parent passed away. But this was unfortunately not an uncommon scenario. So that's what he's describing. You have a yosom. So if the yosom has no parents and is being raised by a foster parent, so to speak, so then he's a toshav. But if this yosom does have a parent elsewhere, but he's being raised in this town by this benefactor, ein nikra toshav, that yosom is not a toshav. Afilu imagal tzedakah, even if he's doing it, but tzedakah, he's not getting paid for it. Out of the goodness of his heart, this balabos is raising this child. See, this child is not considered a toshav. Certainly if he's being paid.